Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A virus. This is admitted by modern science, who claim it's impossible. So instead, they mix it with a soup of other genetic materials, run it through a computer, and create what is known as a consensus genome. The theory that the invisible virus is a lie was put forth nearly 30 years ago by William Bramley in his book, The Gods of Eden, where he outlines thousands of years of human culling events. He points out how during the Black Death, sightings of humans dressed in black and wielding what were described as scythes were seen before an outbreak of the plague. Bramley suggested that the scythes may have been tools designed to spray poison gas. Denis Rancor suggests that there has never been a virulent pathogen, including the bubonic plague, and that these historic mass death events are done deliberately by oppressive systems to maintain population control. If you want to routinely cull the population, then an invisible virus that you cannot see or prove would be the perfect lie. In the 1930s, engineer Royal Rife created microscopes capable of magnifying material over 17,000 times. Modern microscopes can only provide a magnification of about 2,400. We've been denied the magnification required to actually see if a virus exists. This idea first gained a foothold during the HIV/AIDS scare, when people such as Peter Duisberg, Carrie Mullis, and Celia Farber were exposing the lies of Anthony Fauci. And it gained serious traction during the COVID era with the work of Andrew Kaufman, Tom Cowan, Denis Rancor, and Dr. Lee Merritt. Dr. Lee Merritt studied the official test for SARS-CoV-2 and found they are actually testing for the Homo sapien genome, which is highly suspect. And there are many other suspicious facts. They test our nose, which, like a filter, is full of foreign contaminants. The PCR tests are being deliberately overcycled to find falsified results. What we are told is a deadly virus looks identical to an exosome, a naturally occurring part of cellular cleansing. The first scientific publication created to disseminate information to the public was named after an ancient altar used for ritual sacrifice called Pergamon, and the first editor was Mossad agent Robert Maxwell. Over 100 years ago, doctors were well aware of how deadly parasites could be to the human body. John D. Rockefeller's main advisor, Frederick Gates, convinced Rockefeller to modernize medicine by eradicating hookworm, a parasite that was known to be the biggest cause of disease back in 1905. Up until the 1980s, textbooks were not talking about viruses as the cause of disease. They were talking about parasites. Today, while animals require routine deworming, modern science says that it's not a problem for humans. After decades of research, a group of German doctors found that every single cancer cell contained parasites, and that if cancer treatments such as chemotherapy failed to kill all of these parasites, then the parasites will be given the perfect conditions to spread throughout the body. The parasites start in the bloodstream and spread to other parts of the body where they grow into cysts. Under a microscope, parasitic cysts look identical to what we call tumors. They had films, they published papers, but it all got buried. Because if 100% of cancer patients have parasites, then parasites are likely causing cancer. And today, the COVID shots, which we know are destroying natural immunity, are creating turbo cancers. Having a lap dog under the age of 5 increases the chances of getting multiple sclerosis, which cannot be explained by MS being an autoimmune disease, but can be explained by brain parasites. Pathologist Alan McDonald studied the brain and spinal cords of dead MS patients, and they all had parasites. We all have parasites, brain parasites being the most dangerous, and the parasite Toxoplasma gondii has a significant ability to infect the human brain, and it is found in insects, which is probably why they want us to eat bugs. The good news is that there is a remedy to these parasites. A healthy immune system can take care of most of them, which requires good nutrition, regular exercise, peace of mind, and love. And routine parasite cleanses can take care of the rest. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
That is a really important report. Over half of India has that brainworm that you get from house cats. About 10% of America does it, and almost every, quote, crazy cat lady has them. That's why they're called crazy cat ladies. It actually takes over the brain and controls it. Look it up. We have products that will change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work so you want them again. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75, 80%. Nobody makes it 95. We went to the top, one of the top makers. We said, we want the strongest you can make. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nitric Boost, 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple years. Never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. So, InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Gentlemen, we are live Tuesday, March 12th, 2024, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. We're entering the Ides of March, 237 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 15 seconds, the most important election in world history. Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene's going to be joining us for 30 minutes to talk about the election, all the political persecution, the real state of the union. For 30 minutes coming up at the start of the next hour, so in about 56 minutes from now, 55 minutes from now, and then we're going to open the phones up for the rest of the broadcast today. Enjoyed taking your phone calls and getting all those great questions and comments yesterday. Okay, got a lot on the plate here today. What are we going to be hitting in this hour and throughout the transmission? The unprecedented numbers of failure at Boeing is a cocktail of events. We know from whistleblowers and even FAA reports that Boeing has had record-level safety inspections compared to Airbus, its main competitor. And Airbus, famously 40, 50 years ago, their engineer's saying was, what would Boeing do? But Boeing became woke the last 15 years and came out with several new aircraft designs that supposedly have lower carbon footprints. They're slower aircraft. They have way more problems. They're mainly made out of plastic. They're pieces of junk. Then you've got most of the parts being made in China. Probably don't want to have your airplane parts made in China. Probably want to have those be the highest quality. So you're having a disaster, a major mishap every day with Boeing aircraft. And if America's leading aerospace company gets fully discredited, that is a major signpost on the road to deindustrialization. Now, is it the globalists sabotaging the parts so that they can have the post-industrial world? And like they said, they don't want commercial air travel for the general public. That's even CNN reporting that. France has passed a law for no short flights in the country for the general public on commercial aviation, but all the globalists fly around private. I think it's a mixture. I know it's a mixture of those things. But it's also just a corporate culture of greed and cutting corners. So we'll be looking at that first after I tell you what else is coming up today. Biden unveils a massive $7.3 trillion budget with a $5.5 trillion in tax hikes, plans for highest burden in U.S. history. Meanwhile, he wants billions of dollars to fast-track asylum seekers, including illegal aliens that weren't seeking asylum who have massive violent criminal records. You heard that right. He wants to keep violent criminals in the country. Talk about crapping on somebody and rubbing it in. And then I really respect Candace Owens. She invited me on her show a few weeks ago, but I had family events at that time, so couldn't come. But I'm going to get on there soon. I'll get her on soon. She has come out with these reports that Emmanuel Macron's wife is a man. And that's a big story. I know she's a pedophile. That she admits that. She picked up Macron when he was, I think, 14 years old in school, his teacher. So it just gets weirder from there. Sure, looks like a chimpanzee to me, but the point is that this ties into what Laura Logan talked about a year ago, but I saw the clip again and it goes together. Why the satanic billionaires are raping and torturing children. I'm going to tie that all together in the last segment of this hour. Also, I mentioned this yesterday, but I want to get back into it today. Thought police snitches. Bill in Washington State offers $2,000 rewards to residents who report neighbors guilty of thought crime. We'll be looking at all of that today. We've got continued big developments in Ukraine, getting almost no news coverage. Ukrainian troops have gone for the 100th-plus time. They've done it a lot. Cross-border into Russia, attacking Russian civilian targets, not just with drones, but with troops on the ground. So that is certainly a serious situation. We've also got some really big COVID poison shot news that I didn't get to yesterday that I want you guys to pull out of the stack. And I've got new stuff today that will put it all together because it's mainline studies, even government reports admitting massive increases in heart attacks and strokes in folks that have taken one or more of the shots. And we already knew that, but now it's just being triple confirmed. What a scandal, ladies and gentlemen. What an absolutely insane scandal. Also, France has introduced legislation that if you criticize Pfizer, it's a thought crime and you go to jail. So first it's don't howl Hitler, don't use the N-word. Next is don't criticize Pfizer. See how the thought police work? And then we've got automakers. You knew, I told you this was going on 20 years ago. But now, by law, it's in all the new cars. But most new cars 20 years ago already had it. Automakers under scrutiny for sharing consumers' driving data with insurance companies. So you're driving around, and embedded in the car is the tracking system, GPS. And even if you have it removed, there's other chips in the car that ping off the cell towers and give them a rough location of where you're at and track where you go and what you do. A very good picture of where you go, but it's not down to 3 feet like GPS. It's about 50 feet or so. They triangulate and follow you. This is an electronic Berlin Wall of control, a straitjacket of enslavement being fitted upon us. And you talk about it, you're a conspiracy theorist, when it's in federal law that this is going on. So it's an amazing, amazing time. And guys, I sent you France to prosecute those who criticize Pfizer article. And I also asked Ben Warren to write an article about it. I didn't see it in my stack. So if that happened, please give that to me because I do want to hit that. That's that because what the EU is doing, what France is doing, is usually 5 years ahead of us. And, of course, Canada has introduced legislation, life in prison for thought crime. You're like, that doesn't sound believable. Well, remember, Trudeau said he would do that. He said he wants to be a dictator. He admires dictators. No, it's really happening. I know you think of places like North Korea or Cuba as being oppressive, but remember people getting beaten up on the street for not wearing masks? Remember them saying you can't go to work if you don't take the shots? What about the National Guard in the subways in New York after they defunded the police and let the criminals go and let them get off for serious crimes? And now everybody is a suspect. Everybody doesn't have rights. We're being incrementally submerged into classical tyranny. So we've got all that information as well. That's just some of what's coming up today. We will drill into each thing I covered that I just mentioned in more detail. Let's hit Boeing right now. So people ask me, is this sabotage? Industrial attacks on a corporate opponent is industrial sabotage. And certainly that's happened in history before. And it doesn't even have to be Airbus that's doing this. It can be a major shareholder that's doing it. And then through all the different criminal gangs that operate in the United States, the people doing the sabotage just know they're being paid. They don't even know where the money's coming from because it goes through dozens of different groups before it percolates down. Basically, they just put a bounty on any type of problem, and then people carry it out. Remember what happened all over the Western world, directed by the UN and the Rockefeller Foundation. It was the same equivalent in Canada, in Germany, in Australia.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Fifteen workers asked randomly. 10 said they would not fly on the Dreamliner.
I want to fly one of these planes because I see the quality of going down around here.
An employee captured the footage after contacting Al Jazeera to tell us he had serious concerns about what he was seeing. At his request, we changed his voice.
With all the problems reported on the 787, there's 90% that's getting swept away, hushed up. It's an iceberg.
In another meeting, the source told us workers are often underskilled, uncaring, and in some cases, on drugs.
I've seen a lot of things that should not go on at an airplane plant. People talking about doing drugs, looking for drugs.
Over the course of a year, Al Jazeera's investigative unit...
So if you remember 6 years ago, there was a highly publicized civil custody trial of myself and my ex-wife over my three children. And it was national headlines. Alex Jones says George Soros has weaponized the marijuana. Now, 5 years later, you have all these big top psychological journals saying, oh my God, a lot of people are brain damaged from marijuana. You got Snoop Dogg and all these other people stopping it. And I've got crew here that I love and care about that I know are potheads who've quit and look great and have lost a ton of weight and admit it was making them depressed, making them paranoid, making them weird. We've had two employees here, one of them had been here 14 years, who literally became schizophrenic from smoking pot and thought that space aliens were coming through the roof to eat him and that one of our hosts, not me, but the other host, not Owen, was a reptoid. And I felt so sorry for him. But that's the type of stuff that goes on. Yeah, Alex Jones thinks high-grade weed is a psyop funded by George Soros. It's about 50 times stronger than marijuana in the 80s. And it is a psychotropic. So back in the 40s when they ran Reefer Madness videos saying you smoke pot, you go crazy, that wasn't true. I smoked pot every once in a while in high school. Just made me want to eat a pizza and, you know, watch a movie and laugh. I was never a big pot guy, but I liked going to the movies and taking a couple hits off a joint. I take a couple hits off a joint now. I can't get out of my chair. And, of course, there's different types of it. And you got all the gummies, and I know it's got all the medical uses, and it's a wonderful plant. But when you're taking it for the drug effect on your brain, it's a big part of the IQ dropping and just the society falling apart. If you're already really upwardly, you know, mobile and successful and type A personality and driven, marijuana can help you take it in small amounts, the studies and information show. Take the edge off. It's better than alcohol. But when you start taking it when you're young, these people end up being homeless, folks. And so why is Boeing in Washington State? Washington State, and I've been there several times the last 6 years, is a hellhole. It's a beautiful place, but, I mean, Seattle's a hellhole. Right outside the town, it's good conservative people. But needles and poop everywhere and homeless everywhere and even the general public are like bombed out of their brain zombies. So smoking modern powerful marijuana or taking powerful gummies or powerful edibles is like drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels. And, again, I've told the story of Joey Diaz at a UFC with Joe Rogan, and Joey says to me, knowing I'm not a big pot guy, he goes, hey, I got a cookie for you, you know, it'll get you high, why don't you take it? And so we went to lunch with Joe. It was like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The low-level fights are happening that aren't televised. I go get a soft drink and a hot dog and go sit to watch the fights while Joe's backstage, you know, doing UFC commentary, you know, pregame stuff, pre-fight stuff. And Joey comes and sits down and says, has it hit yet? 5 hours later, my bladder's about to burst. I cannot physically get out of the chair. And he starts laughing at me. And it was some massive number. And Joey loves me. I mean, he's a great guy. I'm not mad at him. But he was laughing. And he said, man, that cookie would make me completely freak out. And I'm like, yeah, I can mentally handle it. I said, I can't walk. And finally, about 5 hours in, I forced myself up and went to the bathroom. And it was like, because I'm sitting there drinking a big, large soft drink and, you know, all this other stuff. And I mean, I was going to burst. And I know we're talking about Boeing here, but young people, don't smoke marijuana. It's not cool. And we've seen it's not cool. And it's destroying civilization. And Soros was behind getting it all legalized. And I don't want to put you in jail for it. I want to decriminalize it, but I do not want to legalize it. I've seen it ruin so many people's lives. And again, a large percentage of people, it helps them and it makes their life better. But I'd say half the public can't handle it. The people just cannot handle it. And I know a lot of people go schizophrenic on it because I never really have fear. But I've smoked really powerful pot. It's probably been a year since I smoked any. And I've smoked it with Eddie Bravo recently, Joe Rogan. Probably the last time was like I was at his club with him and they were in there smoking some pot. And I took like 5 hits off of it. And I'm sitting there during Joe's set later and I'm literally like, my God, I can't even think. Good thing I have a driver. This is incredible. I don't know how Joe's up there, you know, talking. He's obviously got a tolerance, but that's what I'm getting at is we are a stunned population. And, you know, Joe talks about the mental illness that marijuana is causing. So we're talking about Boeing, but also we're talking about the fact that people don't care anymore. And the people building the aircraft don't care. And they just don't give a crap. I mean, they had another video yesterday where another aircraft, it's not Boeing's fault, is driving off to take off, and they didn't put the gas cap on. Imagine, they gassed up a jumbo jet, and then they don't even put the gas cap on. And you're seeing the problems everywhere. So the technocrats don't need to directly sabotage the parts. They just make them in China. They don't directly sabotage the planes. They just sabotage the culture and then sit back and watch it disintegrate, which they admit is their plan. They admit it's their plan. That's not my opinion. So I've got some more Boeing clips. When we come back, we got the whistleblower killed. And he was doing all these interviews and excited about testifying in a few weeks at trial. He was doing a deposition Friday. And lo and behold, he got this pickup truck and the police just right away said he shot himself. Yeah, right. If I ever get found dead and they say I shot myself, that is a 100% lie. I will never commit suicide. Now, they really want to discredit a political figure like myself. They come to your house and they shoot your wife and children, and then they shoot you and say you did it. Murder, suicide. They've done that to or suicide, murder. They do that a lot to people exposing the pedophile rings, the state senators, state reps. And there's been a lot of cases of that. They've done it to FBI agents that got you close. And they just come in and they shoot your kids, they shoot you, and then then that's how it works. And then it's just, oh, you're automatically a villain. You did it because no one can believe that the government or hitmen came and killed your wife and children and then killed you. It's absolutely, absolutely insane. Of course, a lot of times I'll tell you how it works when we come back. Stay with us. Please remember, we're listener-supported. We got great T-shirts, books, films, the best supplements out there. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is massively discounted. Finally back in stock. The strongest curcuminoid out there. That's the extract of turmeric. So good for your body. So good for inflammation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're there, get the best, cleanest 10-hour clean energy. It's called Turbo Force. Turbo Force, Turbo Force, Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's other great products that are also back in stock, 40% off, but not for long. And that is Nitric Boost to clean out your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost. Never offered it 40% off before, but we went right to the source we were getting it. Got a discount, so the sale right now is 40% off on Nitric Boost. We're funded by the people. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so I gave you a breakdown on what's happening with Boeing. I think everybody agrees that's what's going on. It's a spectrum of things causing this. We see it in every industry. The more technical, the worse they are, because people are drugged out of their minds. Something like 30% of people are on antidepressants. 25% or so are on amphetamines that are doctor-prescribed. Then upwards of 10% or more are on opioids, both prescription and illegal. And it's growing. Something like 40% of the public is heavy pot users. More than half the public are drunks. Myself off and on. I wouldn't call myself a drunk, but I drink too much. I mean, this is all going on. It's a policy of honesty here. So when I'm pointing a finger at you to get your life together, three more are pointed back at me. And I'm a lot better than I was 5-6 years ago. In fact, doing a good job right now. But even go to some of the AA meetings with my wife, and that's what helps me not sometimes go months not drinking. But I still do it socially, and you know. But that's a side issue. What we're getting at here is that Hollywood and the corporate system has pushed this as something that's cool to do. But really, it's not their fault entirely, is it? It's our fault. But there's a lot more. There's the greed of the companies getting substandard parts. And if we lose the airline industry, we start losing all of civilization. And that's what the New World Order wants. So at the end of the day, they are the authors of this landslide of technical issues plaguing our industrial system. And then as the human systems fail, the robots, the AI, has to come in to take over for it. So I played you that Al Jazeera piece where the majority of the employees would not fly on the aircraft they talked to. And the majority of the employees said they were on hard drugs. But here's a really informative clip from a fellow I've been watching for years. He really nails it. Ian Carroll on the Boeing whistleblower that just got Arkansas-ed.
Dude, the Boeing whistleblower just turned up not alive. You know how Boeing's planes have been falling apart in midair for the last year, like doors coming off, tires falling off mid-flight? Well, it turns out that this guy, John Barnett, who spent almost a decade as the quality manager for a plant making the 787 Dreamliner, one of the problem childs of Boeing, well, he retired in 2017. And he's been taking legal action against them ever since. He's been alleging things like, when a plane isn't getting built fast enough, they'll tell their dudes just to go and get scrap from the scrap bin, like broken parts and parts that didn't pass inspection, just slap them on there so the plane gets done in time. He also claimed that up to 1/4 of the oxygen masks would fail if actually deployed, plus a number of other allegations that Boeing obviously denied. And then he wound up not alive in his truck in a car park on the 9th of March from a, quote, self-inflicted wound. But the spooky part is what he did right before that happened. Because, see, this legal battle has been going on for years now. But just this last week, he gave a formal deposition in which he was questioned by Boeing's lawyers. So Boeing's lawyers just asked him a whole bunch of questions under oath about what he knows. And then that same week, he turns out to not know anything anymore. Right before he was due to undergo further questioning on Saturday. So what did they find out that he found out that now we're not going to find out? I mean, allegedly, obviously. If it was like an accidental death, like a car crash or something, you might be able to go coincidence. But like, who fights a legal battle for years and years and years, and then the year when Boeing's problems are all coming to light and proving you right, then you decide to off yourself? Like, once like the world is like totally turning to your side, then you're over it and you're gonna just quit? I mean, really? So I don't know what's going on, but puts on Boeing.
All right, now let's go to several short clips of the dead whistleblower, the Arkansas-ed whistleblower, John Barnett. This is what he has to say from the grave.
One, this is not a 737 problem. It's a Boeing problem. And I know the FAA's gone in and they've done due diligence and inspections to assure that the door plugs of the 737 are installed properly and the fasteners are torqued properly. But my concern is, what's the rest of the airplane? What's the rest of the condition of the airplane? And the reason my concern for that is, back in 2012, Boeing started removing inspection operations off their jobs. So it left the mechanics to buy off their own work. So what we're seeing with the door plug blowout is what I've seen with the rest of the airplane, as far as jobs not being completed properly, inspection steps being removed, issues being ignored. My concerns are with the 737 and the 787, because those programs have really embraced the theory that quality is overhead and non-value added. So those two programs have really put a strong effort into removing quality from the process. When I first started working at Charleston, I was in charge with pushing back defects to our suppliers. And what that meant was I'd take a group of inspectors and actually go to the supplier and inspect their product before they sent it in. Well, I'd taken a team of four inspectors to Spirit AeroSystems to inspect the 41 section before they sent it to Charleston. And we found 300 defects. Some of them were significant that needed engineering intervention. When I returned to Charleston, my senior manager told me that we had found too many defects and he was going to take the next trip. So the next trip he went on, he took two of my inspectors. And when they got back, they were given accolades for only finding 50 defects. So I pulled that inspector aside and I said, did Spirit really clean up their act that quick? That don't sound right. And she was mad. She said, no. Said the two inspectors were given 2 hours to inspect the whole 41 section and they were kicked off the airplane. One, this is not a 737 problem, it's a Boeing problem. When I first started working at Charleston, I was in charge with pushing back defects to our suppliers. I'd take a group of inspectors and actually go to the supplier and inspect their product before they sent it in. Well, I'd taken a team of four inspectors to Spirit AeroSystems to inspect the 41 section before they sent it.
So, we're going to play more of him coming up, but the issue here is there's a cocktail of reasons, but the central one is the corporations, and it's a great movie. Came out, 10 years ago on the Deepwater Horizon disaster, and it's from the transcripts of the trial. And BP ordered their engineers, because they were doing one of the deepest wells ever done, it was costing them $25 million a day, and the engineers told them, we got to keep having lines of huge ships with mixed concrete pulling up and pumping $25 million of concrete into the hole every day, or it's going to blow out. And the BP executives in London ordered the BP executives in Houston to order the Deepwater Horizon crew to not dump concrete into the hole. And you know what happened. They said, we're going to save hundreds of millions of dollars a week. That's going to up our stock. So you're ordered to not put concrete in the hole, or mud, as they call it. And I'm not a petroleum engineer or geologist, but I've had a family that is dead now. And I've learned about it, heard about it, read about it. I mean, it's insane. You've got to keep pressure on those gases when you hit them, or you will get a blowout. And then you had the biggest oil spill in world history because they were going for gas, but all the way down they were hitting big pockets of oil going down, 40,000 feet. So that's what's really going on here, folks. It's the same thing. They go, hey, the bean counters say these parts are costing too much. You don't worry about maintenance. Don't worry about fixing things. And so just forget it. And then it costs the company probably its entire future.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
French President Emmanuel Macron, 46 fires back for first time that claimed his wife, 70, was born as a man. Why are they doing this? Why? What's really going on with Big Mike, who I really do believe is a man? I don't just say that. We've got dozens of videos of Big Mike coming out of buildings wearing sweatpants and a big old giant flaccid ding-dongs flopping around. Or to psyop people, Michelle Obama puts a rubber snake in her pants. And, of course, Joan Rivers said, no, she's a man. Well, she certainly got the shoulders of an NFL linebacker. So that's going to be at the start of the next hour. Then I am going to go to your phone calls. But right now, I want to get into all the other news that we've got here that is so vital to understanding what's happening in our republic. If you try to spy on the government, it's called espionage or stalking. But when the government wants to spy on you, it's called a great, wonderful thing. So even mainstream news, this is the Express out of the UK, and it's also up on Infowars.com. We're going to post that on X right now. That in France, they've introduced legislation that they believe will pass, that if you criticize Pfizer, you go to jail. Canada's trying to ram through legislation. Life in prison for your speech. Thought crime. France. Article Pfizer is what the law is called. Criminalizing criticism of mRNA injections passed by the National Assembly. So now it's set to be fully passed. Look at this headline. Thought police snitches. Bill in Washington offers $2,000 rewards to residents who report neighbors guilty of wrong speak. The Washington State Legislature has passed a bill to create a statewide snitching infrastructure for residents who report their neighbors for wrong speak. The bill 5427, which passed both the Senate and the House, and now awaits Governor Jay Inslee's signature, allows private individuals, including non-citizens and illegal aliens, to report bias incidents to the state attorney general's office. Each reporting incident comes with a potential reward payout of $2,000. And you thought we still had free speech. It impedes freedom of speech. It infringes on one's right. Confront the accuser. It violates freedom of thought, an implied right in the First Amendment. It steamrolls freedom of religion. It imperils freedom of the press. It says if you misgender somebody or tell them that homosexuality is a sin, you go to jail. And now they've got that law. Where's the Supreme Court? They need to knock this out. And now they got $2,000 to tattle. The same thing's been in place for 15 years in the UK. 20 years in France, 25 years in Germany. Everything you see over there. You know, people on the street say, why do you talk about Australia? Or why do you talk about France? Because the same New World Order is attacking them as attacking us. If Martians attacked Moscow or Durban, South Africa, or Mexico City, I would be just as upset if they blew up Dallas. We're humans. We have empathy. It's a foreign enemy. That's an analogy. That's a parallel. This is really happening. France's enemy is our enemy. Canada's enemy is our enemy. Germany's enemy is our enemy. Russia's enemy is our enemy. Australia's enemy is our enemy. Mexico's enemy is our enemy. El Salvador's enemy is our enemy. Brazil's enemy is our enemy. It is the globalist satanic New World Order at war with God. And I'm going to expose that next hour and tie it into Macron's man-wife. But their religion is turning reality on its head. That's the French Revolution. That's where it started in modern times. It's the Jacobin Revolution. It's where communism came from. So, they're surveilling us to put us in jail for our speech, trying to intimidate us. You better use your speech or lose it all. And then we've got automakers under scrutiny for sharing consumers' driving data with insurance companies. And it goes on. to explain that it's now come out that illegally they're creating a report, and the New York Times has even reported on it, that basically all cars, unless you special order one for 15 years, have tracker software. Most cars for 20-plus years have already had it. Now, as of last year, it is the law that all new cars have it, and California and New York are introducing laws to outlaw classic cars. You think it'll just get an old car, get around it? They're going after everybody. You say, well, what do I have to hide? Well, why can't you track what the government's doing? Well, somebody might use that data who's bad. But when it comes to you, like, why do you have front doors on your house? Why do you have shades? Because you want privacy and you want security. Why do you have locks on your door? Because you're a bad person? No. So, it's been codified into law, and the same thing in Europe and Australia. It's all the same laws, same groups pushing it. It's a global government, corporate party, the WEF, Club of Rome, UN, New World Order against humanity. It's the globalists versus humanity. It's the Great Awakening versus the Great Reset. And I would tell people 25 years ago about GPS coming out in the new, quote, fancy cars. And then 15 years ago in almost all the cars. Almost all. I'd say 95%. Because I checked. I tried to buy cars that didn't have it just because I'm trying. And so, again, I went into the dealership and I said, I want this turned off in the software. And they're like, we don't even know how to do that. That's not even in the controls. But we could remove the entire digital display system. Again, so you see a digital display, more and more cars don't even have keys, they don't even have handles, and you see this everywhere. Elevators don't have buttons on them. They're digital. It looks convenient, but it's all about the AI control and you're living in a prison. If you go in an elevator, there's no buttons, there's a touch screen. They can just turn it off. So this is a plan. And it's being rolled out systematically. All right, we're going to go to break, start the next hour, come back with the true nature of evil, very important analysis, and a great kickoff with Laura Logan, who, by the way, she's been texting me. She says she's going to come on the show soon. So I've been wanting her on for years, big fan of her work. Hopefully next week she'll come on. We got some other big guests we're working on getting on. Tucker says he's going to come on imminently. And we've got Patrick Bedavid coming on, and just so many other big guests. But really what's big here is your phone calls in the news, and that's all coming up next hour. Please remember that our great sponsor is DrJonesNaturals.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, just DrJonesNaturals.com, and that we have the amazing nano silver with iodine and with tea tree with no fluoride and organic peppermint oil, concentrate toothpaste. The first run of it, we haven't done it in 3 years, was a bestseller, but it's not been available. It's back available, but it's selling out with a whole bunch of other great products at DrJonesNaturals.com. Super Blue Toothpaste, Nano Silver Toothpaste, and so many other great products at DrJonesNaturals.com, and it funds the InfoWar. So go to DrJonesNaturals.com right now.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.